Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm Dave Cohen. Now back to Tommy Tucker on WWL.
So, Dave, it was way back an hour ago when we...
Way back.
Remember then?
Yeah, a little bit.
When we announced our poll for today, which is things you should never discuss at the Thanksgiving table. Obviously, politics and religion are two of the top, but then you break those down into subsets, right?
Sure.
So some of the responses I'm getting, personal health issues... I guess you don't want to talk about that.
Well, that's where I was going to go. You know, especially with the older folks, it seems like everyone sits down and they want to tell us about every doctor's appointment they've had, every ailment they've had, every medicine they're taking, every procedure they've had.
Well, there you go.
Number trying to eat.
The next one is medical procedures. You don't want to hear about those either.
No, not at the dinner table.
The economy, race, immigration, disparity of wealth, sibling competition came in.
Really?
Where you got... You know, and I've seen that before where this one says, well, I got this, well, I got this, well, you're doing this.
That happens a lot in my family. I got a cop and a firefighter.
Oh.
And so there's this first responder rivalry thing that goes
really?
On. Yeah.
So you guys, you know, do this and we do that. And
well, they tell their silly nicknames for each other and, you know.
Okay. As long as everybody gets...
What's top of your list? Thing you don't want to hear at the Thanksgiving table?
Anything.
You just want to hear people eating, huh?
It's just the sound of chewing and munching and bones being ground and the football coming off the TV. We'll take a break, come back. Text us, 504-260-1870. What is it that should not be discussed at the Thanksgiving table? I'll have the top five for you at 9 o'clock. We come back, we'll talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU football here on...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
WWL. 7:14 now on this Monday morning before Thanksgiving, and every Monday is Rouse's Football Monday here at WWL. We talk LSU football with none other than Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Man, that game was hard to watch on Saturday night. I'm not kidding. It was hard. I don't know how else to describe it. It was not entertaining. It was painful. Tell me your thoughts.
It was brutal. It was absolutely brutal. And then, you know, for Louisiana football fans to have that followed up with what the Saints did yesterday, I mean, just anemic offense And it's just amazing how bad this offense has turned out to be. And, you know, obviously it's, you know, we've talked about it a lot. A lot of it starts with the offensive line, and then two of your offensive linemen go down with injuries, and you didn't have Aaron Anderson out there, your best wide receiver on Saturday. Michael Van Buren, we'll see what happens this Saturday when they play at Oklahoma, but I don't know if he's necessarily the answer at quarterback in 2026. You're not necessarily seeing it. So it was rough. It was absolutely rough. And, you know, I mean, Frank Wilson after the game gave a lot of credit to Western Kentucky because of the movement that they had, pre-snap and the shifting and the camouflaging of defensive coverages. But, you know, if he's talking about that after playing Alabama, that's right. One thing. You're playing Western Kentucky.
I was going to ask you.
He only scored 13 points, and that's unacceptable. It's absolutely unacceptable. So, you know, I wrote about it at WWL.com is that, you know, you can get Lane Kiffin, you can upgrade the roster, but there needs to be a major upgrade of the roster on that offensive side, and you can't just anticipate that that's going to be all fixed a year from now. This is going to take some time. First, you got to identify a quarterback, and who knows who that will be next season.
Just so people understand who they were playing, tell me a little bit about Western Kentucky.
Well, Western Kentucky's got a great record. They're 8-3 on the season. They're going to play for a spot in the Conference USA Championship game this Saturday, but they're a Conference USA team. They ranked, I want to say it was 100-plus something, and they were 13 out of 14 teams, I believe, in Conference USA in total defense. So this was a game that you anticipated LSU to at least score some points. I thought they would get to 27. You know, the number here is LSU has not scored more than 25 points against another FBS team. They scored that many against Southeastern, but Southeastern's on the FCS level, and congratulations to Frank Selfo and the Lions for getting into the FCS playoffs. But they didn't get over 25 points against any team so far this season, and it's unlikely they will do so this Saturday against Oklahoma, who has one of the best defenses in the country. And you go into this game, into this Western Kentucky game, you're favored by 22 points, and I kind of chuckled at that point spread. I'm like, that means LSU's got to win. You know, if they're only going to score, they're not going to score in the high 30s. They're just going to score, again, I had it at about 27.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got a 22-point spread, that means you're going to probably, you should beat them 28-3, and I didn't think that was going to happen. I had a feeling that this was just going to be a bit of a grind to win it. I didn't think it would be that bad of a grind. It was, as you mentioned, it was a really rough watch for those that were in attendance and those that were sitting on their couch trying to get through that game.
So it's senior night, last home game in Tiger Stadium. You think there'd be a little bit of juice going, but there wasn't.
No, there wasn't. It was good to see Garrett Nussmeier get his ovation. That was good. But yeah, no, I mean, after the Alabama loss, Tommy, that ended the season. I mean, at that point, because you went into that Alabama game thinking, okay, you know, what if Frank Wilson puts this thing together and they went 4 in a row here, you know, he would have a good opportunity at that point to potentially, you know, get the job full time, but they lose that game. You know, they barely get past a bad Arkansas team, and then they can barely get past Western Kentucky. So this is a team that is just staggering towards the finish line at this point, and it could be another ugly performance this Saturday against Oklahoma if they can't move the ball against the Sooners.
If they play like they did against Western Kentucky against Oklahoma, it's going to be fugly.
Yes. No, it will be. But, you know, we'll have a big announcement made, I presume, sometime that Saturday morning. And I guess it won't matter depending on what that announcement is coming out of Oxford.
when it comes to Frank Wilson, I was saying that maybe they got the right guy in-house, but I Jordan Fiegel would always joke with me about that. It's like, what makes you say that? And I would guess maybe blind optimism, but I don't think he's no, he's not.
Well, I don't think he's a head coach. Yeah. I mean, he's been a head coach at two spots already, at Texas San Antonio and McNeese. And he doesn't have a very good record. He had a lot of challenges at McNeese with Hurricane Laura and the spring season that McNeese had because of because they postponed the 2020 season because of COVID. So there was a lot of challenges there. And again, I think Frank is the right guy to lead this team through this really tough spot because mm-hmm. he says all the right things. I mean, after the game, he said, hey, winning in November is not easy, which is true. You're banged up. You're beat up. You're playing you're not playing an SEC team. And then, you know, the other thing he said, hey, just win. That's all that matters. Just win. And yeah, there is something to it. You just would like to see a few more style points when you play against Western Kentucky. And again, he's in a tough situation. They've had a change play callers here. You've had a change starting quarterbacks. You got a bad offensive line. Your best wide receiver, Aaron Anderson, is basically not available. So, you know, it's stacked against him here, but he's been able to keep the recruiting class together. You've only had one defection. You got the early signing period here for recruiting is a week, 2 weeks from Wednesday, or is it a week from Wednesday? Oh, heck, the calendar's flying by a week from Wednesday.
Well, so Thanksgiving's late is what messes all that up.
Yeah. And the early signing period has been pushed up this year to the first week of December. Usually it was the second or third week of December. So he's been able to do a lot of those things. He's exactly what you would want in this situation. But it was still going to be a tough task for him to kind of, after such a tumultuous bye week, where after the firing of Brian Kelly and Scott Woodward, for him to, you know, pick up all the pieces and put it back together and go win four straight games. I mean, that was a really tall task in front of them.
Thank you, Jeff. Let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. 722 Traffic Now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Tiger fans, keep it locked on WWL for the latest on LSU's search for the Tigers' next head football coach. We'll bring you the breaking news when it happens on air, online, and social. Plus, listen to Sports Talk every weekday at 4 o'clock for up-to-the-minute reports. LSU insiders and expert analysis all brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU, count on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Jeff Palermo is with us now. Jeff, is there any news really out of Ole Miss, and when will we know? What's the time frame on this, as far as you know?
Well, we'll know officially Saturday, right? I would think we'll hear a little bit more. I'm not exactly sure when Lane Speaks does his weekly press conference, either today or tomorrow. So we'll hear a little bit more from Lane. I'm sure a little bit more. He'll deflect pretty much any of those questions and just talk mainly about their game Friday against Mississippi State. So they wrap up the regular season on Friday. The decision from Ole Miss is going to come down Saturday. Would not be surprised, Tommy, if this kind of gets leaked.
That's what I was wondering about.
Yeah, I would think we'll have a good idea maybe Friday night what is going to occur here. And if it goes LSU's way, I think a week from today, Lane Kiffin will be introduced as the next head coach at LSU. So, a week from today, if the decision is made that Lane is not going to coach the team through the college football playoffs, I could see LSU introducing Lane a week from today. Now, again, nothing finalized, nothing. This thing is still, you never know with Lane Kiffin. You really don't know, but it really seems, based on what you're reading out there, especially from a lot of the national media outlets, and it seems like it's between LSU and Ole Miss, and Florida now is kind of a distant third. So now it comes down to, you know, Lane Kiffin, whether he really truly wants to leave Oxford or he looks at this as his opportunity to coach a blue blood. So I think that's where it kind of comes down to, and it's going to be a long week, and I'm sure this might take a couple twists here or there before we even get to Saturday morning, too.
More twists than River Road. Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
You have a good day. All right, Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. When we come back, we're going to have Bank On It, financial insight you can count on with Jason Shields. Today, we're going to talk about why Thanksgiving week sets the tone for the entire holiday economy. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Thanks, Courtney. I'm Dave Cohen. Back to Tommy Tucker now on WWL.
Do you like smoothies, Dave?
I'm not emotional either way about smoothies.
I like smoothies.
I've never bought a smoothie,
Smoothie now running about $14.
Ouch!
And I'm getting one the other day at the smoothie shop, and there's a young lady. You know how you see things where it just makes you feel good about the future of America? You know what I'm talking about?
I saw more of that. What did you see, though?
Well, I saw a young lady, 16 years old, she tells me that was on the phone, and she was giving me my change, and it was 57 cents.
Okay.
And she had to open the door and say, "What's 57 cents? And they said, "Well, it's 2/4 a nickel and 2 pennies. And then she said, "What?" And then they said, 2/4 a nickel and 2 pennies. And that made me think.
So this gave you hope for the future of America?
No. Just the opposite.
Oh.
There are times where it gives you hope for the future of America. Then there are times when, because I got to believe,
well,
when I was 5, I kind of could count 57 cents.
Yeah, but people used to actually use money. See, now no one carries money anymore. Mm-hmm. No one has cash or change.
But I mean, not to know what 57 cents is?
No, that's...
And then have to ask twice?
What happened to the training? You know, at some point, if you're going to work the register, you should be trained on how to make change.
Nobody counts change anymore. When you used to work retail, you would count the change. You know what I'm talking about, to get it to, but now they just look at what the screen says. And if the screen
says, tells them what to give you.
$1,400, they give you $1,400 change on a $2 purchase. They don't care.
I wish that would happen.
All right, let's take a break. We come back talking about money. We'll speak with Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Financial insights you can count on. Bank On It. We'll talk about the holiday season and Thanksgiving shopping and more here on WWL. 7:44, 16 till 8, time for Bank On It, financial insights you can count on, with Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer with Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company. Good morning, Jason Shields. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm all right. Have you started to defrost your turkey yet?
You know, I haven't, but thankfully I'm not the one who has to cook it.
Oh, if so not, it's too late.
I don't pull that short straw.
It's too late. You better start on next year. It takes, like, I think, a year and a half to defrost this thing, so you might want to start next year's now and just have maybe rotisserie chicken or something for Thanksgiving dinner. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's a great idea. Let's talk about Thanksgiving week and why it sets the tone for the entire holiday economy. Why is that? Why is it such a big deal?
Yeah, Tommy, so it's Thanksgiving week. You know, most people are not at work. They're traveling. The kids are off of school. I thought I'd do a little bit of a lighter topic. But from an economic standpoint, these next 5 weeks are some of the biggest in the economy. And so we start getting into kind of what we would like to call now casting, right? Mm-hmm. Because in essence, we're looking at week by week, day by day spending trends as economists and financial folks, because really, this is what's going to define what the economy looks like going into next year as we talk about those rate cuts and everything. Mm-hmm. And some interesting numbers, about 19% of all total retail sales happen in the next 5 weeks. So that's almost a fifth of total annual spend. So it's obviously something we like to watch relatively good. Mm-hmm. So what do we look at, right? So we look at some online spending trends, foot traffic, credit and debit card volume, buy now, pay later. We've talked about that in the past. And inventory movement and stockouts. And so what I like to do when this time of year comes around is look at what we call our holiday dashboards. There's some real-time analytics that we can go out there and see, and anyone can see it. It's public data. Adobe Analytics is one. MasterCard Spending Pulse is another. So Adobe Analytics tracks online spending, shows what are consumers doing right now. And so what I did is I went and looked back at October. And so what Adobe Analytics has shown is there's about an 8.2% year-over-year growth in online sales. Now, that's an impressive number. And if someone quotes that number to you, you're saying, okay, it's looking like we're going to go into a pretty hot holiday season. Mm-hmm. But remember, that's just your online number. So MasterCard Spending Pulse is a little different. That's one that shows us spending across all payment types. And what they're showing right now is about a 2 to 3% year-over-year growth number. So why are those numbers different? What it's actually showing, at least in the early days, Tommy, is that the consumer is even more so than usual moving to the online channel for their Christmas purchases. Mm-hmm. And so but an even more interesting number, so someone may quote that 2 to 3% and say that's a really good number. It looks like good, healthy growth. But, you know, as you and I have talked about before, inflation's sitting in that 2 to 3% range. So what that actually means when you peel it back is consumers are still spending, but they're not buying more. They're just paying more for those things that they would have bought last year, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I like to caution everyone going in to be careful when you read some of those articles going into the holiday season that say, oh, 8% growth, because you really got to peel it back a little bit and truly understand what that is, right? And so it's, in general, right now, it looks like we have a healthy consumer who's very active. They're somewhat cautious. Spending is steady. Prices are higher. And at least right now, what we're seeing up till today is that online's taking the growth, right? It's even more so than usual. We're shifting to online for these types of purchases.
So you deal with a lot of businesses. How important are the holidays to businesses to make their year?
It's incredibly important, Tommy, especially our local businesses. And so I always like to encourage everyone, especially during the holiday season, go out, make sure you support your small businesses locally, because for them, it may be more than a fifth of their annual sales. Mm. So another thing, a lot more local businesses have started doing gift cards mm-hmm. as a method. And that's a great way to just get the cash to those businesses so that they can see the cash flow and also encourage some folks after this holiday season to maybe go somewhere they never went before. So that's a pretty big one for everyone. And I always encourage everyone to do that.
So go ahead.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, so the other thing I look at, and you know, I think everyone's figured out over the years that I've been on here a little bit, that I'm a numbers nerd. And so travel is always a big indicator. So I travel every year for Thanksgiving, right? So later this week, I'll be doing some traveling. And I like to call it my Jason Economic Index, right? I like mm-hmm. to look at how many people are on the road. When I go to Buc-ee's, how many parking spots are available? How many people are... And I'd like to think that my wife doesn't get annoyed by it, but I think she does.
Well,
but you will...
If it wouldn't be that, it'd be something else, Jason. So, no.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have met me in person, Tommy, so yeah, I think that's true.
Well, no, I just mean in general. You know, in general, I'm talking about relationships. If not that, it's going to be something else.
100%. Yeah. But this is the greatest insight you can see, because if people are on the roads and if people are buying things and if people are out doing those things, those are great indications for the economy. So it's always just a fascinating time for those of us in the business, because we just like to see what's going on. And if you've watched this year over year, those feet on the ground analytics are always interesting things. Mm-hmm. And so what does that really mean for the consumers right now? Well, what it really means is the retailers and everyone who sell these items watch these dashboards just as much as those of us who are economic nerds, and they adjust their sales and they adjust everything based on that number. If they see spending slowing for some reason, they will do a big sale. If they see spending going up, they know that they can actually cut those sales back. Mm-hmm. What I like to tell everyone is don't overanalyze it when it comes to the holiday season, but you know, pay attention, because with real-time analytics now and real-time pricing these days, sales will come, but they're instantaneous. They're not like they were back in the day. Black Friday is not the event of the holiday season anymore, right? There's Cyber Monday and all those various other things, or there could just be, it's Wednesday and we're overstocked on this thing, so let's cut this price. So I always encourage everyone to make watch lists for those items that they're looking for, especially those big ticket ones. I mean, you see that price trend on the lower side, go ahead and make a jump, right? But there's no need to jump in early. And the other thing I also like to tell folks is lots of credit cards or debit cards have payment protection type things if a price goes down, or most of these retailers will also have a return window. So even after you've bought that big ticket item, whatever it is, the electronics item or whatever, if you see it go on sale, get in touch with that retailer. See if you could just return it and buy it back again. Get that cash back in your pocket. Don't just forget about it now that you bought it and get upset because it went on sale. You were absolutely within that remedy window right now.
And even if you don't want to negotiate, just bring it back and buy it again, right? If they'll take
That's it, man. That is, yeah, just happen to return it and buy it right back from the return desk, which I'm not ashamed to say I have done before.
Well, there you go. You can go stand in line, whatever you want to do, or get it online, whatever's the best deal. So the takeaway from this, Jason, is what? Pick your spot?
Yeah, pick those items that you want to get. Watch closely. Don't feel the need to impulsively buy things. And just watch those prices, because the retailers are watching this just as closely as we are, and none of us can confidently make a prediction of what we think the holiday season is, but we're in what we like to call the now casting mode, Tommy. So we're going to watch this every week. We're going to see what consumer spending is going to do, and it's going to impact a lot of the decisions that are made over the next 5 weeks.
Very valuable information. Travel safely, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Tommy.
And get some stuff at Bucky's.
I will.
All right.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
You bet. You too. Jason Shields, financial insight you can count on. Jason's the chief operating officer of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company. We call it Bank On It. 7:53, 7 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:59, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We got our poll going, and you're free to weigh in at 504-260-1870. I'll give you Tommy's top five at 9 o'clock about things that you should never discuss at the Thanksgiving table, obviously politics and religion, but some of the other things coming up. Pets should never be at the table. Maybe we should make it things that should never be at the Thanksgiving table. Vaccines and conspiracy theories you should never discuss. Somebody else said somebody's weight and appearance. Somebody else said trash and relatives that aren't there. So there you go. Or trashing somebody's in-laws, another one that's up there. Also criticizing somebody's favorite TV show or giving spoiler endings. We'll be back, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.